Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live, another live Saturday episode for you. If you want to join us here, or you can just listen, we're fine with that. But if you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Speechless Mountaineer.
I'm sorry, what? I wasn't listening.
Who were you?
I'm the captain.
Okay, good.
I think.
Last time I checked, that was true.
All right, thanks.
You
thanks
better for be. You better be.
I'm at least a captain.
Otherwise, captain. You know, trademark infringement.
I keep watching these science fiction shows, and, you know, because it's all, like, outer space based, like, everybody's like, well, you're the captain, and like, there's all these phrases about the captain, and the captain said, and the captain didn't do this, and the captain that, and the captain the other thing. And
how does that make you feel?
I don't know, man, because, like, I don't have a spaceship. I do refer to my car as my shuttlecraft, though.
Close enough.
Yeah,
so. All right, so you can join us. You can bring up anything coming up. Peakless Mountaineer, you're going to talk about some economic stuff like increasing prices, the federal government gang admitting that Bitcoin is competition.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk about those things. Plus, I want to start tonight with a video that has leaked out from the, and I don't know if you really call it a leak. I mean, they're letting people have cell phones in the quarantine camps in Australia. Now,
right.
Have you guys seen any of this footage?
Well, I don't know which video you're speaking
any of.
I saw
multiple videos.
I saw a bunch of it where there's people protesting against the concentration camps, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
And then I've
I'm
seen
about
some
video from inside the camps.
I've seen some where people are inside the camps and going, see, it's just like Club Med in here. Look at how fun it is. We have games and, you know, blah,
girls
blah,
in bikinis.
Yeah,
have
girls
you seen
in bikinis.
The photos?
Yeah, where like they have a mask on.
So gross.
You know,
it's
like
so
one on each boob and then also one on the face or whatever. I'm like, really? That's dumb.
It's like the least, it's not attractive at all to be, you know, you might have a nice body, but you got a mask on, so it's
well,
like,
how else are they
this.
Supposed to triple mask? Think about it!
So, there's actually a fairly long video that has now come out, and we were playing some of these videos weeks, like months ago, where they first announced that they had these quarantine camps. They weren't being used then like they are now. In the past, these quarantine camps in Australia were being used only for travelers, people who were coming in to Australia, who were coming back. They had locked out anyone who was an international traveler who didn't originally hail from Australia, but people who were from Australia were allowed to return to Australia. They just had to spend 14 days in one of these camps.
Right.
So that was the original use. That was the first use. Of course, you know.
And we were sure that they were never going to expand the use beyond that.
Because that never happens with government programs.
Never. They don't expand government programs. They decrease. I mean, governments are getting smaller all the time.
Yeah, they just create a program and it goes away, right?
Exactly.
And now they use it for teens who love vegetables.
You know, I mean, that's why we don't have speed limits.
You know, quarantines.
Now that's why, wow.
Oh.
Damn, I wish I had, like, a drum. Rim shot, they call that, right?
Yes.
So, now they've expanded the use of, as you would predict, these quarantine facilities to include people who have come down with COVID and anyone who has come into contact with that person who has come down with COVID. So it doesn't matter if you did not catch COVID. So long as you can be shown to be in contact with the person, so if you work with them, you live next door to them, or whatever, you're in the same household, you're in the same school, whatever.
You sidled up to them at the urinal.
Yeah, you walked by them somewhere, you know.
And I'm sure that these laws will be equally applied to the people in power as to everyone else.
Right.
I'm just totally
I
sure
detect
that
a hint of sarcasm in your voice.
I'm just so certain that if someone, you know, with COVID or who was close to someone with COVID walked into a government building, they'd all put themselves in the camp,
yeah,
too.
Right in the exact same camp as the rest of the people.
Oh, sure.
So I just got this video here from Unheard is the website, I guess, that's hosting it. It's about 2 minutes long, and it is an interaction with a woman who's on the front porch of one of these facility, like, they basically look like manufactured housing. And in fact, some of these camps, or at least this one, I think, Howard Springs, was originally not built by the government for, like, this purpose. It was like a corporate thing for like miners or something like that to live in some number of years ago, and now the government is basically renting it from that corporation. That said, they are building some from scratch as well, so that is happening too. But so I suspect the ones they're building are going to be even more institutional and prison-like than this one is. But here is what happened to this lady on her front porch as she's confronted by at least three blue masked, like, smock-wearing, dressed-up, you know, goons here. These are essentially jail guards. And this interaction could just as well happen, as you will hear, in any jail institutional facility around the planet. Here it is.
So what's the guy?
So this, I'm going to give you a warning, yeah? It's an official warning that you have to stand about and obey the rules while you get, yeah? And that's, we have to go the rules again. I don't care.
So am I
you have to stay in your bunk and obey all the rules, okay? Here's an official warning. Now, she's going to ask some questions.
Can I go to the laundry?
You're allowed to go to the laundry, but you got to wear them off, yes?
Yeah, right.
And you definitely can't go up the fence anymore. So you're allowed to go to the laundry, yeah? That's always been the case, yeah?
Right, so if I was sitting just here, which is right near the fence, why are these guys in a cabin that's right near the fence? It makes no sense, does it?
Yeah, but you can't leave your balcony to go to the fence to talk to somebody else. That's just obvious, yeah?
So if I were on that balcony...
Have to make sense. So we always say there has to be lines everywhere drawn, yeah?
Listen, lady, there's lines we've drawn, and you must stay within them. That's basically what this conversation is about. She apparently...
All human behavior must be controlled.
Yeah, she apparently decided at some point to walk down from her porch onto this completely vacant path. The only other person around is somebody else sitting on their front porch over across this, you know, fairly lengthy or this large width path. There's no one around, basically. But apparently she decided she was going to go walk over to the fence, maybe have a conversation with another inmate, and they're saying, no, you can't do that. The rules say you got to stay on your porch unless you're going to go to the laundry.
And along the lines is you cannot leave your balcony and you cannot go to someone else. Where it makes no sense, where it doesn't seem right to you, that is the line, and that's what the law is, yeah? And that's how it goes, yeah?
The law.
What a choker.
I think it's interesting, he keeps saying, yeah, yeah. It's like he wants her to agree. He just wants her to agree with him.
Yeah, he sounds a lot like...
It's obvious that you can't make your own decisions, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he sounds like a lot like a guy who is unsure of his own statements because he's given the answer that he wants the person he's talking to give back to him.
Yeah.
There's a law that says
that. Direction, yep. There's a throw direction, yeah. And how the behavior must be done, especially in this area, because it's much more highly infectious and likely to have infected people, yeah?
Highly infectious when all of us people are negative.
So far, the risk is still very high, yeah?
So she's referring to the fact that everyone around her, because they can still, like, talk across, you know, the hallway from one another in this prison facility, and they've probably all told each other, yeah, I tested negative. Yeah. So everybody around here has tested negative, but, well, the risk is still present. You must follow all the facility rules.
It's the story of the Immaculate Infection.
Oh, nice. The Immaculate Infection. I love it.
Well, it did have to start somewhere, right?
Just while you're here, can we just do that? Otherwise, the next time it's a $5,000 fine. We don't want to do that.
It's a $5,000 fine if what?
If you breach again.
If I walk out onto that path.
Without your mask on, for no reason, other than the rule.
If I cross that yellow line.
Rule, saying that you've broken the rule.
That I've broken the rule, I will be issued with a $5,000 fine.
That's correct.
Right.
Okay. We could even do that now, but we're giving the warning first.
See, they're just so
That's so nice of them.
Yeah.
Aww, I mean, you know, they've kidnapped you and have arbitrary, nonsensical rules that they are kind of admitting don't make any sense.
Yeah, he actually does admit to that.
Free Talk Live is a great radio show, yeah?
Look, there's a rule here. There's a line here. Okay, well, the rules are, you got to do it.
Yeah.
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 Got it.
They're just so kind.
Have
so
generous. It's a big fun. Roger's doing the right thing, yeah?
No. You're not just doing the right thing. You're doing what you're told.
He might have said the Reich thing.
We're going to continue here. There's a little bit more to this video of a woman being confronted for just simply taking a little stroll in the prison, the Australian quarantine camp known as Howard Springs. It's one of some number. I don't know how many of these things they have.
Yeah,
they are building these things elsewhere.
There's got to be lines everywhere, yeah?
Yep. And if you cross them, you get a $5,000 fine.
Yeah.
What happens if you don't pay it?
They'll kidnap you to a less good place?
I think so. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. No, 800-951-6160. By the way, Free Talk Live, brought to you by Give Directly. We're raising funds for Give Directly, which is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients in need and use mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached.
Wait, what's extreme poverty? Is that like poverty
Kenya.
Poverty fueled by like Mountain Dew or?
No, I doubt they have access to Mountain Dew. We're talking about like some of the most poor places in Kenya. Where a little bit of cash can make a big difference in somebody's life. And Give Directly has, in the last decade, given over $400 million to over a million people.
Nice.
And research shows that giving cash to people in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. In addition, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away to choose for them. Isn't that what you would prefer? So if you agree, then Free Talk Live is matching your donations to Give Directly, and we're doing that up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous this holiday season, get over to give.freetalklive.com. You can help those areas plagued by drought, floods, food insecurity, etc. There may not be a better way to help families in these needy areas of Kenya. It's give.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here with the video that has come out from one of the concentration camps, I mean quarantine facilities. In Australia, where it's comfortable there. You get good food, you get access to your cell phone, and you just get to chill out for a couple of weeks, even if you don't have COVID. And before you know it,
do they bring in like hookers and blow too? Or I mean, you know,
I don't think so.
How Club Med is it?
No, I don't think you're not allowed to actually have visitors. I don't think.
No conjugals?
Yeah, not even the people next door. You can't. You can't cross the yellow line, and that's what these guards are talking to. One of the women who's, you know, an inmate, basically, in this facility, she's sitting out on the front porch, and they approach her to let her know that she's going to be charged $5,000 fine for going outside of her little zone. Now, she's not behind bars per se, but I suspect there is a fence. Indeed, there's a story about some teenagers who scaled that fence and escaped the facility. And then the police came out.
Yeah, so. I saw part of that story.
So here's what I'd like to know. How did they construct this in just such a way that two COVID-negative people are still at risk to give each other COVID?
Two COVID-negative people?
Yeah, that's what she was saying. It's like, well, we've all tested negative.
I think she's referring to everyone around her.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so more than two.
So how is it that two people who don't have a disease getting close together can spontaneously manifest this disease?
Listen, you just don't understand. The rules must be followed. It's all about safety.
Yeah. And the unvaccinated are the dangerous people here. They're the ones who don't have the disease, so therefore they're the most dangerous.
You can't have inmates going around acting like they have more privileges than the other inmates, because there may be some inmates who actually do have COVID.
Also,
and so you can't just have them
getting
ideas.
You can't just quarantine sick people.
You can quarantine perfectly healthy people, and they're doing just
well,
that.
Well, not only can you, you have to. I mean, if these quarantines were just for the sick, that wouldn't be fair.
I have not spent any time in a minimum security prison, but from what you've described in this story so far about this quarantine camp, it seems like it's already worse than a minimum security prison, because in a minimum security facility, you can have conversations with other people.
Oh, you can have conversations, kind of you just can't walk over to them. You have to shout at them across the way. You're not allowed to walk down this path, basically. And so
if she wants more freedom, she should really cross that line, refuse to pay the fine, and then get put in a minimum security situation where she can actually talk to people.
Let's go on here with the video, and then we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. 603-283-6160 is the number.
Like I said, I'm not here to fight with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight with you.
Yeah.
I just want everybody to do the right thing, and unfortunately it's my job to make sure they do. I don't care. The ins and outs. They're nothing to do with me. I'm just here to make sure the rules are here.
Hey, look, I'm just doing my job, okay? And why don't you just make this
easy?
Whoa,
no. Not my job. The right thing.
Mm.
I'm just making sure people do the right thing.
Well, if he didn't think it was the right thing, he presumably wouldn't work there.
Well, is that really true? I mean, okay, like, he just admitted in our last segment that these rules make no sense.
That's true.
So the right thing to do is things that don't make sense.
And unfortunately, as he stated himself, it's his job.
Yeah.
Well, to make sure that you do the right thing.
If that's what gets him the paycheck, then it's the right thing for him.
Hmm.
Let me go on here. There's a little bit more.
So what did that experience make you think? Like, what was your feeling about being in that situation with those people in control of your every movement?
Oh, it's horrible. It's a horrible feeling. You feel like you're in prison. You feel like you've done something wrong. It's inhumane what they're doing. Like, you are so small. They just overpower you, and you're literally nothing.
That's the and so there's obviously a bit of a an interview with the young woman there, and we know that from the original iteration of this camp, where it was just exclusively limited to people who were coming into Australia who yeah. were from Australia. Now, of course, expanded to anyone that gets sick and anyone who contacts people who get sick. But we know that if you violate the rules while you're in the camp, they can also, of course, extend your stay. So it's not just necessarily that you're there for 14 days and that they could hit you with a $5,000 fine. They could just decide, well, you've gone out of your little cell and now you could have contracted COVID. So, therefore, we're going to have to keep you for another week or another 2 weeks or another month. I mean, they can do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
And if you try to leave, then the police will come after you, as we'll see here with the teenagers in just a moment. But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Dustin is on the line in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Dustin.
Whoopsie, firefighters on post, FOP. I was hoping to get the people's warning to tell your politician, don't let Joe in. Punish Russia for the ways that we had no reason being in Kuwait nor Vietnam, but for the people to tell their politicians to try not to have Joe Biden escalate the war over there in Russia.
This is good advice. I would agree with this. I heard something about, I think, allegations from Ukraine government that the Russian troops are amassing outside their border or something like that. So there could be a bit of a tinderbox situation arising there. And Biden had made some sort of statement about doing something about it. So I have to agree with Dustin here. Sometimes he's a kind of a bit of a loopy caller, but he's making a coherent point here tonight. Thank you for the call, Dustin. I appreciate it. And that is to say the U.S. government should stay the hell out of whatever's going on there.
Well, and I am honestly concerned that they are going to try and gin us into a war, if not with Russia, then with China. Because, I mean, whenever they're about to attack someone, they go on a long campaign of saying how horrible these people
sure.
are,
yeah.
what terrible things that, I mean, that there's no evidence that they've done.
It's pre-propaganda is what it is.
Exactly.
Right.
And they've certainly been rattling that saber with Russia for a while now.
Yep, so if you've heard more about what's going on over in Russia and you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But if the U.S. government were to stay out of international conflicts, then we'd have a hell of a lot more wealth.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Because we wouldn't have to be blowing it up and, you know, spending it on bombs and stuff.
It'd be nice to see a free trade agreement that said something like, you're free to trade with whoever you want.
Yeah, that would be like freedom. Wow.
Weird, huh?
That's a crazy idea. 603-283-6160. More about the quarantine camps. The teenagers who made the great escape, what happened to them? From this very same facility, by the way. This is...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest from a community north of Detroit, Michigan. It's believed to be the first time the parents of a school shooter in America have been brought up on criminal charges themselves, but James and Jennifer Crumbly are now in custody after they were found in what the Oakland County Sheriff describes as an art facility, but he says they were clearly trying to hide out. But teamwork ended up finding them.
We were confident we'd be able to find them in short order, and because of that teamwork, we did.
The couple accused of buying the gun that their 15-year-old son, Ethan Crumbly, allegedly used to kill four classmates and wound seven other people in a shooting a few days ago. With continued concerns of Russia's building up forces along the Ukraine border, President Biden and the Russian President Vladimir Putin are now set to speak on a video call on Tuesday. And this is USA Radio News. Some large explosions witnessed over the town of Natanz in Iran, and the Iranian government says over state TV that it was a case of air defense units that were firing a missile merely to test its rapid reaction force as part of a drill. Earlier, several news agencies had reported a large blast over that town, which is home to several nuclear development sites, an Iranian military spokesman calling it an unannounced exercise and that there's no reason for concern. Parts of Hawaii are under, get this, a blizzard warning this weekend. The National Weather Service says a snowstorm could dump up to a foot of snow across higher elevations on the Big Island by Sunday morning. The summit of Mauna Loa volcano topping 14,000 feet, a flood watch is in effect for the lower elevations. You can find us online with news anytime at usaradio.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Show. Open phones. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Ready to go learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash? Well, might be a good time to do it considering Bitcoin is down.
It's on sale.
Big time.
Holiday sale.
It's scraped as low as $40,000 apparently within the last, I think, 24 hours or so.
Yeah, a sub 50,000.
Right, right about 1 or 2 in the morning, it just plummeted all of a sudden within the span of like 3 minutes maybe.
Yeah, it's like a 20% drop in the span of an hour or something like that. It is ironic, or not ironic, but I think anybody who's ever thought about perhaps throwing some money into some crypto, I would say a sub $50,000 BTC
good time.
Is a good time. I don't think you're ever going to see it again.
I don't know. We can't make predictions about what the future might hold, but I'm not going to go that far.
It's not based on anything except my opinion, of course. But
we just can't make accurate predictions.
Right. Who knows what's going
going to happen. But right now, we do know that it is below $50,000 for one Bitcoin, and that hasn't been the case for months and months.
Yeah, I didn't think it would fall below $50,000.
Again, you mean?
Yeah.
So good opportunity, certainly, to go get started and learn more about it. Click on Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. There's videos there you can watch. That just if you're pressed for time, just watch the first one, 3 minutes, and you will have some of the basic concepts down, like, you know, what's decentralization and why is this stuff so different from the government money that we've been forced to use for so long. This is an excellent way to get away from that. It's Bitcoin.com, and also their news site is excellent as well. It's news.bitcoin.com, updated daily with fresh stories from the world of cryptocurrency. We've been talking about the Australian quarantine camps, and there's more to say as some teenagers have escaped from the Howard Springs camp, the very same camp we were just playing audio from with some jail guards, basically. Now, they don't look like jail guards. They've got medical smocks on and masks, but it's a medical jail, basically. We'll talk more about that, but also in the news, apparently the Russian government gang is amassing troops, with some saying as many as 175,000 troops being amassed near the Ukrainian border, and Padraig's got some comments on that in New Mexico. Go ahead, Padraig.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
2013, I flew into Odessa, Ukraine. The president of the Odessa of the Ukraine was flying out as I was flying in. Mm-hmm. They had the whole airport closed down, and his motorcade came in there flying 90 miles an hour trying to get out of the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. What I would recommend was that every American, and my passport's good till next year, August of 2022, that every American that wants to do something about the Russians amassing on the border is to fly into the Ukraine. They can say it's a Black Sea Hotel. Great place, great people, good markets.
What is that going to do about the Russians amassing on the border?
When they see the Americans going to the Ukraine, they'll know we're in the fight.
Huh? Would they know what?
They'll know that we are in the fight.
You're saying people should go to Ukraine and get shot by the Russian government, and then that will, bring the U.S. military in?
That's not going to get shot. We're not going to get shot by the Russian government.
Okay. Maybe I misunderstood what you said. I thought that's what you just said, is to fly into the Ukraine so you can get shot. What's going to happen to the Americans who go to Ukraine? It's not the Ukrainians. If they go to Ukraine and then the Russian troops invade, what are you saying you think?
The Russian troops won't invade. You can go as an American to the Ukraine on vacation, have a nice time, wander around. They take American dollars there. And you can have a really good time.
You're saying this is a good time for a vacation, is to get on a plane and fly into a potential war zone?
That's correct.
Okay, well, you know, for people that really want to take a risky vacation, I guess, you know, if that's what you're into, there's a lot of places like that around the world that are in high levels of potential conflict.
I once wrote a song called Vacation with a Gun, but this is not what I had in mind.
Thank you for the call, Padraig. I appreciate it. I don't know if that's very good advice. I mean, for those that are the adventuresome type and wouldn't mind being, you know, caught in some crossfire, that might be a good place to go.
Well, Padraig is caught up in the, you know, this we mentality when it comes to the United States of America, right? Like, first of all, there is no we. It's just they.
No, it's them.
Yeah.
The U.S. government gang.
Yeah. And so for citizens, if you want to use that word, people who reside in the imaginary borders of the United States of America, for them to just decide to go over to the Ukraine,
okay.
and have,
might as well call it the Ukraine.
Have a festival or, you know, a little vacation, whatever it is, when Russian troops are massing. Nobody's going to do that. It's a horrible idea. I'm sorry, Patrick.
Yeah, the only kind of person who would do that would be like a crazy thrill-seeker person who, you know, wants to sign up for the Ukrainian military or something like that as a mercenary or whatever.
Now, maybe if the United States government wanted to station some, we'll call them civilian contractors, right? Some of these, I don't know, Facebook fact-checkers or something like the post office workers who are monitoring your social media still. If they wanted to send them over there on some sort of a working vacation or something, that might have the impact that I think Padraig is looking for. But
you
certainly
think he's looking for an excuse for the U.S. military to get into the war?
I think he's saying that U.S. citizens could be used as a shield.
If there's enough citizens, if there's enough U.S. citizens there, then it will deter Russia from coming in,
right?
Because of which I think is well, I think it's completely unnecessary given that we're still in NATO. So,
well, a story here from the Washington Post on this situation is that tensions are mounting between Washington and Moscow over the potential Russian invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. intelligence has found the Kremlin's planning a multi-front offensive as soon as early next year involving up to 175,000 troops, according to an intelligence document obtained by the Washington Post. The Kremlin has been moving troops toward the border in Ukraine while demanding, or of Ukraine, while demanding Washington guarantee that Ukraine will not join NATO. And that the alliance will refrain from certain military activities in and around Ukrainian territory.
Okay, I have to stop you there because this really disgusts me that there is folks writing about these two governments having a disagreement of sorts, but no government is taking issue with the Nazi-style implementations in Australia and other places. Mm-hmm. Right. Normally in
That's standard worldwide. It's like Australia's just leading the pack.
That's what I'm saying. Like normally if a country got out of hand with some sort of, you know, draconian Naziist, you know, gulag style, mm-hmm. you know, anything implemented in like other countries would say, well, we don't agree with that and you know, we actually want to stand up for those people and
well, now
blah
now
blah
it's
blah.
For your help,
and
now,
so
it's okay.
So nobody's standing up for that type of a thing, but yet we have this type of a disagreement, if you will,
right.
between say the Russians and the Ukrainians and yep. or the US, where like there's no way that that should matter more. There's no way that that should matter more.
Yeah, I get your point, but unfortunately, the excuse this time is, well, it's for your health. They're not. It's not a concentration camp. They're not putting people to death. They're trying to make sure people stay alive. It's all about health.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with increasing government control whatsoever.
No. That's just a conspiracy theory. Nonsense.
Clearly.
The Russian plans in this case call for a military offensive against Ukraine as soon as 2022, with a scale of forces twice what we saw this past spring during Russia's snap exercise near Ukraine's borders, according to an administration official speaking on the condition of anonymity, saying further the plans involve extensive movement of 100 battalion tactical troops with estimated 175,000 personnel, along with armor, artillery, and equipment.
Yeah, I find this whole report highly suspicious.
You think that's not happening at all?
I think that they are faking this report mm-hmm. to give America a reason to officially get involved in this thing.
Apparently, it includes satellite photos, which allegedly show the Russian forces massing in four locations.
Oh no, I'm sure they probably do have increased troop levels there. But there's a difference between increased troop levels and a plan to invade. I mean, they had increased troop levels in like 2015, and they never invaded.
603-283-6160. You want to weigh in on Russia and Ukraine and the United States potentially being involved, or quarantine camps, or whatever's on your mind? Fun international news.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number for you, if you want to join us here on this live Saturday episode, the number is 603-283-6160. By the way, I want to say thank you to Curry, who is a Free Talk Live supporter via the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. And right now, we're actually doing a special incentive. And we hope that you would just join the AMPS program to help advertise, market, support, and promote Free Talk Live. That's kind of the point of the thing. But we got a little bonus. We're doing a BitBox giveaway. So we did one BitBox giveaway previously for people that would sign up for our social media platform and follow us on Odyssey. And now we're doing it for those who sign up for the AMPS program, amps.freetalklive.com. You could win the 100% open source hardware wallet for Bitcoin and Ethereum and Litecoin. You can get that from just joining the AMPS program. Now, again, we're hoping you're going to do it just because you like what we do. But it might be a nice little bonus for you, right?
What's the retail on one of these?
About $150 last time I looked. Now, you can get your own over at box.freetalklive.com and save 5% using code FTL if you don't want to take your chances with the contest. But, again, head over to amps.freetalklive.com and be like Curry. He's a silver amp, which means he's doing $5 a month. That's all we ask for, and it helps us get Free Talk Live out there into more ears to hear more people to hear the ideas of liberty. We continue, by the way, with you here tonight. It's Ian.
Bakeless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Back to the phones, to the phone. John is on the line and listening in Dover, Delaware, to WDOV. Go ahead, John.
I actually moved. I'm in Camden, Delaware now, but that's cool. I'm glad you guys remember me. Anyway, yeah, you guys do realize that Russia has been invading and starving out the Ukraine since written history, right? Everybody knows that.
I was going to say, it seems like deja vu.
There's a long, ongoing conflict between those regions, for sure.
I don't understand. understand why everybody thinks we, the United States, has to always get involved in every single war around the world and be like the world police.
I used to wonder that, too, until I saw Team America, World Police, by the creators of South Park. And while that is a comedy movie, it certainly drives the point home of what the belief is, the indoctrination that has happened in the
facilities. We're better, and we
can. Yes. Yeah, it's our job.
No, we're going to go in and save the world. We can't even save ourselves. Look right. What's going on here, man. People need to wake up and realize that the problem is right here at home and stop looking out there. That's what they want you to do. Look over there. Look over there.
Yep.
Don't look over here. Nothing going on here, folks. These people are trying to kill us, bro. 100%. These people, these elites, they think we're unintelligent. They think we're in their way. We're blocking traffic. We're making these people wait in line, and they just want to get rid of us. Point blank, zero. Am I right or wrong?
Make sure you get those boosters.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. It's like, what are we on, the 15th shot now? And kids are dying, man. There's kids that are on basketball courts, perfectly healthy, athletic, 16-year-old kids, dropping and dying of heart attacks, man.
Yeah, and younger.
Oh yeah, and now they're trying to pass off this idea of like, no, it's totally normal for young people to die of heart attacks.
Well, they're also there's also headlines excusing it like, oh, it's pandemics, a heart attack syndrome or something like. Yeah. There's all these other but smoking cannabis is causing heart disease.
It's PTSD from the lockdowns.
That's another one.
I'd have had 9 heart attacks by now.
Thanks, John, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
But yeah, this whole thing, like, it seems to me that any reasonable people, our number one priority would be this. Let's keep nuclear powers out of war with each other. Just all of them. Mm-hmm. Like, European nuclear powers, America, like, Russia. Let's keep all of these not at war with each other.
Well, you know, the Constitution actually doesn't provide to have a standing military, with the exception of a navy.
Well, you can have it for a short period of time, and it just turns out that they just keep authorizing it over and over.
That's exactly what they do.
Yeah.
Yep.
The thing to me about the jabs, right, the shots, is there's a whole bunch of people who have yet to get vaccinated for a multitude of reasons.
Not quite half the United States, according to official numbers.
But yet, the propaganda that exists from governments, not just the United States, but governments around the world, are trying to convince people who haven't gotten it to get the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, they're also trying to convince the people who've gotten one or two to get the third one.
Yes.
Now, that's not very good evidence. Or very good, it doesn't feel like proper incentive for somebody who has not had one to, for somebody to go, hey, you need to get the first one. Why? Because it works. Well, then why do I need a second one? Well, because that's just how it is. Well, then why do I need a third one? Well, because we said so. Well, no. The evidence
is the software update, don't you?
The evidence is showing that not only was it ineffective, but if you get it, you actually have a weakened immune system as a result of it.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, the majority of the shots that people are trying to get are these, they work on the spike proteins. And so not only does that not protect you from any kind of variation, but it forces the virus to evolve in its infection ability. So instead of doing the normal thing where a virus slowly but surely becomes less deadly, this only increases its ability to infect people so that it becomes more infectious and more deadly as long as you keep getting these jabs.
Omicron, I think you're onto something.
Right. Which, well, and that's the thing. So the Omicron variant is less deadly, which is what happens when you get one that's coming from Africa, where they have the lowest amount of vaccination, because it's actually, it's doing what viruses are supposed to do, slowly but surely evolving into a less virulent form.
If you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. So back to the quarantine camps in Australia, which, you know, there are probably a lot of government gangs around the world watching this and salivating. They're seeing,
you know, they are.
They're seeing the plan is working there in Australia, and they're just getting ready to do the same thing where you live.
Rubbing their hands together, drooling.
Yeah.
Well, you contracts. People would take the vaccine, and we wouldn't have to do this.
Yeah. Now, you said earlier that we can't predict things. I'm going to predict something. I'm going to predict that these quarantine camps and these measures surrounding the word COVID aren't going away. Aren't going away anytime soon.
No.
And they're building furthermore, are going to be used for different diseases as the future progresses.
Yeah, sure. Anybody who gets sick with anything.
And they're going to be, oh, no, this thing's, it's super dangerous, guys. We gotta put you all in quarantine. We got to lock you down again.
I think that where they're headed with this is that these are going to become climate prisons. So I think that eventually they're going to shift because, I mean, there is such a thing as sort of a fatigue that happens with any given emergency. Mm-hmm. After you are in a so-called emergency for a long enough period of time, you stop taking it seriously.
Right.
I mean, unless there were, you know, bodies piled everywhere, yep. Which there's not.
There's a headline about that right now at the Drudge Report about Americans are numb to COVID.
Yeah, and I think that where we're headed with this is that this is going to become a climate change paradigm. It's going to do all of the same basic things as the COVID paradigm, but it's going to be based on global warming instead of infection.
When you said climate prison, I had this vision of like somebody hot, cold, hot.
Who do you envision being imprisoned in a camp under a climate regime?
Well, anyone who uses more than their allotted amount of carbon credits.
I'm not sure what that's going to look like.
Well, did you have a burger instead of vegetables today? Okay, careful. You're only allowed to do that once a week, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it could go that direction. There's certainly a lot of people who predicted that that's the next quote-unquote crisis, that they're going to use lockdowns. I think there was a study a little while back that said, oh, if only we could lock people down once every couple of years like we did for COVID, that would solve the climate issues because then people won't be driving, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yeah, and it'll go exactly the same way that it happened this way. Well, we've got to lock you down to reduce your environmental impact. And, okay, well, now we've got to track your environmental impact to make sure that you're not, you know, emitting more gases than you should be.
And if you open a history book, you see repeatedly, time and time again, that whenever any government gets a hold of some sort of a new power they didn't have before, and by power I mean, you know, taking away your rights, that they never give them back. And if they do, they do it under their very specific set of rules, right? So people like to argue, well, prohibition ended. No, it didn't, because I can't brew and sell alcohol out of my house with no repercussions.
Can't even drive around with an open container.
Yeah, and obviously they're going to have different rules for themselves than they do for us. I mean, the serfs don't get to live like the lords do in the coming neo-feudalism.
The number is 603-283-6160. So I want to talk about the teenagers. Three young gentlemen, 15, 16, 17, escaped from the Howard Springs facility in Australia. They were, of course, tracked down by the police. And we'll tell you more about that story, but how much you want to bet this is what their excuse is for putting up barbed wire around the facility on the fence? I'd be willing to put money on that one.
Oh, yeah.
603-283-6160. Yeah, they didn't have the virus, but if they did, we can't have this happening again. More coming up here in Moments Hour 2 next.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.